Exploration Stage 4. Restoration. Things are good, even better again. When you think of the words restoration and victory, what images come to mind? I believe these words are great pictures of how the Bible says the epic story ends. Our final ultimate question is, where am I and all of human history going? Here are a couple of passages from the Bible that describe how the Bible says the epic story of human history will end. One is from the Apostle Paul again, and the other is from the famous book titled Revelation, written by the Apostle John around 90 AD. Romans 8, 22 through 25 and 30. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And those whom God predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he will also glorify. Revelation 21, 1 through 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things anew. And he said, Write this down. These words are trustworthy and true. Wow. As you can see, one day God will restore everything to be good, maybe even better than things were originally meant to be way back at the beginning of the epic story, Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That is something that gives us hope as we go through this tough world now. Here's what Romans 8, 22 through 25 is telling us. First, both we and the created world yearn for all things to get better again, right? Second, the word hope in the Bible does not mean, well, I just hope it comes true. In Greek, hope means confident assurance of a future occurrence. Thus, biblical hope is that if Jesus and God promise us eternal life and full restoration of how things are meant to be, rest upon that in truth now, looking forward to it coming true one day soon. Hope keeps us going. Who doesn't need hope today? Especially a hope that pertains to life after death. Here is what Revelation 21, 1 through 5 is telling us. First, one day heaven and earth will be totally restored, made new again. This is a sort of return to Eden and the way things were supposed to be. Second, the text says, I will be their God and they will be my people. we will dwell with, in other words, make home with, one another and with our Maker perfectly and for all eternity. Order and peace perfectly restored again for those who place their faith in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And third, the effects of sin in this life will no longer be experienced vertically and horizontally. All things will truly be new. I will return to our ultimate questions one final time. Does this part of the Bible give us a reasonably sufficient answer to the question, where am I and all of history going? Yes, I believe it does. You might say that this is an amazing the end to the most epic of all epic stories. Well, there's the overall plot line of the Bible in brief. We've ended our short exploration. Of course, a lot more can be said, and I know you may have questions. But for now, can you see why I call it an epic story? Does this epic story feel compelling to you? It sure did to me when I placed my faith in Jesus as my Savior in 1991, and it still does for me today. I'm not here to try to make you believe it or try to prove it to you. I'm here to hopefully help you see that because the Bible is an epic story, and because it answers all those fundamental questions about life reasonably well, it is a worldview worth believing in as true and as true as it claims to be. So now what, you might be asking? My short answer to you is either A, keep considering these things, or B, if you have not done this yet, trust in and follow Jesus, the hero of this rescue plan, today, to find both meaning and life now and to secure your eternal salvation when you die. In Acts 16:31, people heard this rescue plan from the apostles and cut right to the chase, asking, "Sirs, what must we do to be saved?" And the apostles answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Application questions. After reading about this stage of the epic story, what are three things that have made an impression on you? Number two, what is a different way people try to answer the huge question, where am I and all the world headed in the future? How's it all going to end? How do you think their answers compare with the Bible's answers? And then finally, number three, what are two things about this stage of the epic story that excite you or bring you peace? At the end of this stage, you can see that I have worded things in a way that assumes my reader may not believe in Jesus yet. I also gave a short outline of the gospel message itself. As we've come to the end of our 4-week online Bible study challenge, I want to give you one final challenge. Write down 1 to 2 people you care for, who you know by name, who do not know Jesus yet. Are you ready and willing to share them with them what Jesus has meant to you? Might you be ready to share with them the gospel message some way and sometime soon? Remember, it's God who saves through the work of the Holy Spirit. Our role is to share the message, no matter what their response might be, when God brings forth an opportunity to do so. Well, congrats, church family. You've finished our 2025 4-week holiday online Bible study challenge. I hope that this Bible study has been enlightening enjoyable, and has helped you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, and also in your concern for the lost, 1 Peter 2:25. If this is successful, I hope to offer a self-guided online Bible study on the book of 1 John in January 2026 for you. And until then, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and God bless you.